RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. Are you guys getting blasted drunk, by the way? Is that something you still do on New Year's Eve?
No chance.
Really never have in my adulthood.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I got them puppers that are scared, so I'm taking care of them most of the time.
I plan to be at least, I don't want to be hammered. Like, we got a
like Clint last night?
No. I wonder, was Clint drunk or was he just... You sound like you should have been drunk.
I was really talkative buzz going.
Yeah, it just seemed like it was the after effects that got you.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was good. I handled it. I handled the alcohol fine.
We got a family crew the family friends that they invite us over. We've done the last couple of years. They got our kids same age. They go up. The kids go upstairs. We hang out and food and. I hear frying fish and gumbo is what's on the menu.
Oh my!
And just getting lit up
sounds lovely.
And I plan on getting lit up.
That sounds.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for Frank Sinatra, New York, and just gonna get absolutely. I mean, not falling over the place. Like nothing. Courtney's gonna have me throwing up in the bathroom again, like I did that one night. Where I told you I'd be up there to meet you for that, at that tequila bar, but I didn't have.
That's where we were last night.
The tequila bar
wasn't open, but we were in the restaurant next to it.
Yeah, that was that night driving back from downtown. Courtney had to drive, and
you didn't like that. You weren't proud of yourself about that.
What?
About the level of intoxication?
Yeah, I just remember I couldn't keep my glasses on my face.
Yeah,
so they kept falling out.
Right, were you proud of yourself? I mean, is that one of
I'm
you
drunk, kinda, I guess.
Like the next day, you're like, man, what the hell was that? I'm too old for this stuff.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't like it though. I didn't like how I felt. Oh, but
that's called a hangover.
But it wasn't like I wasn't going to do it again. I plan on doing it again tonight.
The showman
tonight. I mean, tomorrow, not tonight.
Do all of them.
No, not tonight. Tonight, I'm going to run. I'm going to hopefully finish up Tulsa King tonight, and then. And roll through that solid strong show.
Hughley came in the game.
I hadn't started the most recent season yet.
Yeah, I'm about to run into it. Somebody else who I know watches Tulsa King. Nico Collins. I have not confirmed that, but I'm certain he is a Tulsa King watcher. Clint.
I don't see it.
Yeah, I do. I see it.
I don't think Stallone does it for the younger generation.
I think it does. I think he's a big fan of Jay Will, one of the other folks in there. I think he's a fan. But even though Clint, the last 2 weeks, now this is a two-parter here, that he's got 7 catches, 116 yards on 13 targets in the last 2 games. I know for you, Clint, you feel like that should damn near be an average a game for him, 13 targets. 7 catches, 100 yards. And if anybody's going to get force-fed, it feels like it would be him. That's one part of it. But even though maybe he is not having the opportunity to affect the game production-wise, last week, 3 catches for 50-something yards, but still within that, Clint, he is affecting the game so much in the last 2 weeks has shown it. Last week, I know you've talked about it. You could watch the film. The Chargers clearly were focused in on him. and it allowed Higgins and Noel to get open for touchdowns. And those big plays were the difference of the game, one could say, for the Texans. And then the week before that against the Raiders, if you remember down the stretch in the fourth quarter, the Texans were in a tough spot offensively. He had two huge PI calls that were there wasn't nothing that Nick Cayley did. There wasn't nothing that CJ did. They threw it up over there, and he was able to draw two fouls that allowed them to maintain the ball and one get into the red zone and score a touchdown late. And then he caught the game winner, really to seal the game on third down. His impact is right up there, damn near with anybody on the team. Just and when you start to know that is when you're able to affect the game for yourself big time and affect the game for others big time. And he is entering that consistently with this team. And hopefully Nick Cayley and crew will continue to be able to really scheme up open plays off of him.
Yeah.
I don't think we've seen that enough.
Well, that's clearly the approach that they're going to take. I've been vocal about I'd like to see him move him. I'd like to see him use motion overall more, but definitely with Nico and moving around in formations. I think that's one reason why that first touchdown to Higgins happened. I think the formationally, when you move Nico around and they can't just bean in on him on one side, you know, I think it creates chaos on the secondary. It forces them to communicate more, and in that particular play, I think it's the reason that Higgins busted wide open like that. So clearly, they're not going to move him much, and they're not going to get him in motion, snap the football with him moving much. And so, yeah, the plan is clearly with this offense more times than not is going to be if they're going to overload Nico Collins, and we've got opportunities. Opposite or because of Nico Collins, we've got opportunities elsewhere, and they believe that they've got guys that can go make plays, and they're going to hang their hat on those guys. They're going to hang their hat on those guys making plays in the playoffs against some of the best defenses in the league, and that's just where the Texans are. That's what they believe in offensively.
Yeah, and I mean, and again, obviously, the next step is you would want him to do what other teams, other like Jamar Chase are able to do. Is Jamar Chase, not only is he dictate coverage and he allows other guys to get open, yeah, but he still also impacts the game greatly. And, you know, he just, like, I think, you know what, maybe I don't want to say that too fast. I was going to say, I think they know four targets isn't good enough for Nico Collins. I hope they do. But that's
no,
it.
I don't think they do. I don't think they count targets.
That's not what it seems like D'Amico says, though.
Well,
D'Amico talks up.
Yeah, that's the hard part, is to connect those dots. But I guarantee you, they look at like those first two big plays, although they're the first two big plays that we've seen come from somebody opposite him in that way. Really, I think on the season, I think they look at those as more important than targets.
Really.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yep. I think they lead the meeting with look what we were able to do with these other guys because Nico was getting so much attention instead of, hey guys, look, we got a victory right there, but down the stretch we got to find a way to get 12 more touches.
Yeah. That's, yeah, well, I don't know. You, as you said, man, you hear the head coach will say, man, we got it. We want to get the ball to his hands. Like, that's what they said to close out the big catch he got in the fourth quarter in that final drive where D'Amico described it like, hey, they're going to play the run like that. We're going to throw the football. And we want to get the football to our guy who can go and make clutch plays. Yep. But boy, man, my man had three targets leading into that sucker. So, I mean, obviously that is the next step, but Clint, there are not a lot of wide receivers that can go 7 for 116, 13 targets in two games and affect the game in a major way the way he does. So
I think the fact that he has been able to get the respect, garner the respect that he built last year, he's been able to continue it this year in this offense. The way he's been able to do that and be a Pro Bowler and put up numbers in the system the way they use him is a testament to him. He's not a guy that you have to focus on 24/7 for him to be to have that kind of impact on the game. Now, I would argue that his ceiling is much higher than what he's playing here in Houston. I mean, there's no telling what that dude's capable of doing if you actually, like,
yeah,
just 50% of the time, you know, just moved him and used him in a way of like, we're making you a priority. The defense can't take you away if we move you, if we snap the football with you moving from one side of the formation to the other. They can't always stack a safety over the top of you and dedicate two defenders to you. So we're creating space. Like, if he was used in that way, I'd like to see the numbers he could put up.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be crazy. But, I mean, if you're a Pro Bowler without it, I mean, why not?
Guy Gene, week 18 is finally when Nico will be used correctly. Oh, I hear you, guy. I hear you. Yeah. The problem is, to what I think Clint is saying, is I don't think they believe they're using him incorrectly.
Yeah, no, they don't. No, yeah, they don't. I think they are, I'll be honest with you, Ron, and maybe this is a bigger conversation down the road somewhere, but like, I don't think this playbook is open. Hmm. Like, I think they are handcuffed from a playbook perspective. I don't know if it's CJ. I don't know if it's youngsters, you know, the young left tackle, young wide receiver, young running back. Like, I don't know what it is, but I think they are severely handcuffed from a standpoint of what all they want to do. Cause it don't make sense, man. It don't make sense to be an offense that struggles and you have so much youth around Nico Collins and number 13, Christian Kirk, who just doesn't appear to be who you paid. Everything lines up to say, yeah, hey Nico, sorry man, but we're gonna ask you to play more, man. We're gonna have to ask you to do more. Everything lines up to do that, and it's just like zero interest in it.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.